Well, we talk a lot about artificial intelligence on this show.
Yeah, we do.
And we're seeing the trends that more and more companies are going that way. I mean, we've seen big companies like Amazon lay off a number of employees because they're looking to harness the power of AI technology.
Yeah.
Well, it's not always the case. Some things are still done the old-fashioned way, like Stellantis. They're putting out help wanted signs, not for AI, but for designers of vehicles. And it's very cool. Phoebe Wall Howard wrote a special for the Detroit News about this topic and joins us this morning to talk about it. Phoebe, good morning. It's good to have you back.
Good morning. Thank you.
What is Stellantis looking at here? Why are they looking for an old school approach in a new age?
So the global head of design at Stellantis is really looking for different ways of thinking, different ways of capturing audiences. So he's looking, Ralph Giel, is looking at fashion designers, painters, gamers, digital designers, because what he finds is when he puts them into the Stellantis operation, they bring up new ideas and fresh approaches. So it is something that is old-fashioned, but it seems to be identifying new ways of working, and they're recruiting from all over the country. It's an environment that new talent wants to join.
You know, and Ralph Giel seems to break the mold of the traditional Detroit auto executive, too. His story is pretty remarkable. I mean, you know, his aunt sends childhood sketches to Lee Iacocca, who encourages him to chase his dream. It's almost like a movie. How much has that experience kind of shaped the leader he is today?
Well, I think he's known globally. I heard about Ralph Giel for 8 years. I just met him in Birmingham at an event where he was honored. And people came in from all over the world to listen to him. So he is approachable, he's smart, he's funny, he's unassuming, but mostly he just wants to always talk about design.
Uh-huh.
And so here you've got someone who's doing things differently at Stellantis, yet he traditionally has been a car guy, as you noted, you know, sketching at age 8.
Yeah.
And then going on to the College for Creative Studies in Detroit before joining Chrysler. But one thing that's incredible is thinking that you're recruiting fashion designers and gamers. You know, you don't think about that kind of stuff. And when you go online, I went online to look at careersstellantis.com,
mm-hmm.
and it's design positions, all different kinds. So that surprised me, and that's what led to the story for the Detroit News.
Well, and how unusual is that, I guess, in any sector of our economy these days, but particularly the auto industry?
Well, here's what's unique about this pivot. Is that you hear about Silicon Valley doing things differently and tech companies pay a ton of money. But one thing that auto hasn't done so well is look for talent in different ways, because smart people are smart people and they can work in any industry. I actually met someone who was at Stellantis for 15 years, was heavily recruited by General Motors, given a huge pay raise, went to General Motors for 4 years, and just left GM and went back to Stellantis. That person told me that they missed Stellantis culture. So here's someone whose pay was significantly spiked to go work at General Motors and so missed Stellantis that they returned to Stellantis for actually less money.
How much of what attracts buyers today, Phoebe, is emotional rather than mechanical? I mean, are people buying a feeling just as much as they're buying horsepower or fuel economy?
You nailed it, because that's the differential now for any automaker, that you've got to somehow connect emotionally. Otherwise, everything is interchangeable and it doesn't matter. Why would you buy BMW over Kia, over Ford, over GM, over Jeep? So you've got to connect emotionally. And that is where you're not seeing a dip and you are seeing an increase in sales. And frankly, the automakers know this is the lifeline. You've got to connect. What's funny is when people get money, look at what they buy. They buy emotional cars. They buy emotional cars. And so that is what these automakers want to go for. And again, it's an interesting thing to think you're recruiting painters and gamers. I learned a lot about the gaming and design online, things like that. In the fashion, this is a really big thing. In Detroit, you have a lot of folks known for industrial design, but they're now capturing fashion design is fast growing, but that applies to cars because it's working with leather, the interiors, the fabrics. So this is an area to watch Stellantis.
Well, and to your point, one of the folks that you highlighted that are doing this work is the inspiration where they got the interior for the Longhorn truck for Ram.
Yeah.
Was Woody from Toy Story, the color of his holster.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about a fictional or a cartoon movie that is not real life, but they're inspired by a piece of one of the characters, you know, clothing, and that's what translates. That's what makes the vehicle. That's not something that AI can come up with unless you prompt it.
Exactly.
You nailed it. You nailed it. And it's how you're thinking about things differently. You know, if you're a runner, if you're a car racer, that's when your best ideas come. They don't come sitting in the office. They don't come looking at a computer. So that is when you think about color and you think about texture. I mean, it sounds silly. It's not silly. It's a multi-million dollar deal here. This is what we're talking about. All these ideas, big money, and this is what the future holds for the automakers. Looking at things differently. Yeah.
And I don't think you can you really teach creativity inside a corporation, or is the secret just kind of, you know, hiring the creative people and giving them a little room to explore?
Again, spot on. So it is hiring creative people and giving them areas to explore, but also it's people wanting to come to work. How many people do you talk to who just want to work off-site just because they don't want to deal with politics and drama? But if you're creating a culture that's fun and interesting, smart and focused, that's money.
I would urge everybody to go check out your piece in the Detroit News. It's really fascinating. And quite frankly, a breath of fresh air in a time when things are changing rapidly. Phoebe Wall-Howard, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
It's a great article.
It also tells me that I look at things very differently. Right. And thank God that we have people that are just thinking different ways.
Yes. Out the box.
I ain't watching Toy Story and going, boy, that Woody's holster would look great as an interior on a truck.
Listen,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
It's very cool.
The line between entertainment and automotive design, I think it's fading.
Could SCOTUS retake up birthright citizenship again? We'll talk about that on the other side. It's JR Morning.